Yeah, last week's part two was great, and this week's part three is great as well, and it will be great. And today we're talking about a year and a half experience about our journey into YouTube with my son, who I've known quite a long time, almost since birth, and even before. And, he's 19, going to college, busy with stuff, but I did force him into getting into YouTube, which we're going to talk about. And I guess that's all I can say. Here he is. Here's Karel Mergel IV.
Hello, everyone. My name is Karel Mergel IV. I am the owner of Global Productions, and I'm a YouTube short specialist and a video editing specialist.
That was a very brief introduction. What else?
I've owned a YouTube channel for about 2 years now, since May of 2022. I have over 400 videos. Let's just put it that way. Most of them are shorts. So, yeah.
Well, all right. Let's start with questions. That's going to be more interesting. When did you start watching YouTube?
Oh, a very long time. Probably ever since I was 8 years old. So in 2013 is when I created my Google account, YouTube channel. So,
and how many videos did you watch, and how many creators did you support by sending them money?
Some. I mean, especially when I was younger. Yeah, it's sometimes it was jokes, but yeah, whatever. But yeah, I did that too. But I've watched many, 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 many videos and many content creators over the years.
So, and then back in 2021, you came to the U.S.?
Yeah, in January of 2021, yeah. So about 3.5 years ago, more than that, actually, a little bit.
And even before then, I was telling you, stop watching and start creating, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I was told so.
And so since January 2021 until realistically May, let's say, 2022, you did not do anything. But when you came here, what did you do? Upon arrival,
regarding YouTube.
Biography,
yeah. So, I just started going to high school. I played some hockey, entered directly into second semester sophomore year, going directly from the Czech school system into the U.S. school system, which was quite the shift. And also the hockey was very fun.
And No in-person classes when you made that transfer, right?
Oh, no, yeah. So it was just for the first couple of months. No, yeah, it was then they started in May, April or something like that. They started doing the cohort system where the school would be partitioned into three different cohorts, A, B, C, and they would rotate by weeks. So one week A, second week B, and so on.
And this was in Raleigh?
Yeah, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Be more specific when you speak. Give us a little bit more details. People want to know the details. But so you started off in a school, and then what did you do relative to YouTube? What did you do in the next year? That was the junior year, right?
Second semester junior year in May of 2022. So we started doing some long form content for you, and it was mostly marketing for NC Web Dev and speaking to restaurants, businesses about their websites and that type of content. I also made some shorter animated videos in Canva, which I narrated, and it was also about video marketing and websites and the benefits of it and stuff like that.
But in high school?
Oh, yeah. So that was, I started with video, and that was sophomore year. That was when I came. I was in the English as a second language class, which I got out of it within about 2 weeks of getting into it because I needed to take it. It was like, yeah, you came from a different country, so you need to take it. I was like, okay. So within 2 weeks after taking a language proficiency test, I got kicked out. So they say, yeah, you don't need this. So I just had to pick a different class. So I picked, I believe it was called Adobe Video Design Honors. And so that's where my video editing journey started. Really good teacher with that. She worked in the news, and so she taught very well. And yeah.
And you took a couple of semesters. You took two semesters. You basically have a year.
Yeah. So one semester was that class, and the that was the next semester, I believe, was another, like, it was a simpler class, but it was, yeah, it was two video editing classes, yeah.
With the same teacher, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I know, I remember you come in, and it was, she was pretty amazing, because she had a lot of experience.
With, the Raleigh, what's it called? The WRAL, yeah.
WRAL, she was working there for, like, what?
She was their editor and everything.
Yeah. 15 or 20 years or something like that?
20, but she worked in the news for, like, 30, but for WRAL, she worked for 20, so.
So, and then in... Then that was basically, you came in 21, so I think it was the second semester you took. You're right. It was the first one.
Yeah, and then first and then
after you finished the second semester of the video editing, the 1 year that you basically completed, I said, you know, now you've been watching videos for 10 years or 7, 8 years, whatever it is.
Yeah, 9 years.
And now you've been learning how to edit for a whole year. So you know how to use Adobe. And now you should start speaking.
Mm. Yeah, that was quite the transition for me, because it was just went from editing not my own videos, just, you know, her clips or whatever for editing. It was just going from that to me suddenly speaking and hearing myself while editing. It was just, it wasn't pleasant. I was nervous and everything, but the voice, you know, came a little simpler. But once I was asked to start doing with my face, videos with my face on it and my voice, I was really, really nervous about that. So
when did we start doing, when did we get into YouTube Shorts?
Into YouTube Shorts, we got into that about a year later in March of 2023. And that's, you started doing those, I believe about the first 20 episodes or something like that.
Yeah, we're getting... why did I do them?
Well, because, I mean, YouTube Shorts started taking off, and it was like...
Why didn't you start doing it?
Well, because, like I said, I was pretty much scared of making videos with my face on it and my voice on it. So, yeah, and I wasn't really... I didn't deem myself a really good speaker on video. So, yeah, I couldn't do those.
So then we started in February 2023. So 21 you came, then 22 you basically studied that, and then 23... Was it
March, yeah, like early March or something like that.
So, and then my birthday came on April 15th. And then, I'm not even sure if we're live into LinkedIn, but.
I think, no, I checked that. I think we are. We should be. Hang on, events.
I don't see it on my
Yeah, board. We are happening now. And.
Really?
I'm watching myself right now.
I'm trying to watch myself as a monitor. Okay, I see it now. All right.
Yeah, it's there. It's there. We're live.
Okay, cool. Anyway, so I started my birthday game. And how did you do your first video?
Oh, geez. What was it?
How did that happen?
The first video, because we were talking, like you were saying, like, you know, I'm younger and everything, and people like you know, to see and hear young people speak and everything, because it's more energizing, exciting. Yeah, connection. And a lot of the users on YouTube are probably around my age, a little older. Anyways, so it was, yeah, about the first 30 or 40 episodes was yours. And then we were getting some success on those. It was like around 50 to 100 views on each, sometimes a little more. But then I made my, I believe it was my experience of ChatGPT hallucinating was the video called.
I don't know, but.
I think it was that. And I was just talking.
No.
It was.
No. My point is.
Okay.
I said, I want you to start doing them. And you said, no. Mm. And you had one condition, that you were going to do one.
Oh, yeah, right. One.
What was that condition?
Yeah, if it got more views than yours, yeah.
First video, what did you say?
If my first video gets more views than yours, I'll just be making them. So
then any of your other 20 that you did.
Yeah.
And how did that turn out that day?
So yeah, I made it. It was a very simple video. I was just talking. I made some cuts. It was not a lot, but it was very slow talking. But even with the slow talking, even with the small amount of cuts, we went from like 50 to 100, and my video got over 500, like 540 or something like that.
With you being stiff and talking like a robot.
Yes. it was quite very surprising.
So how was the feeling when you were watching the views go up?
Well, it was like I was kind of surprised mostly because I didn't expect my, you know, myself to get that many views. And also I thought you were a better speaker than me, of course. But I was just like, oh yeah, well, I guess that means it's, yeah, that's my domain then.
And yeah. when you watch the first video now compared to what you're doing now, what do you feel?
How
do you
feel? Way more boring than what I do now. Like these videos, the newer ones I usually do like by clips. I just say, for example, three different takes, and then I split it up into, for example, 10 different parts, which I just combine in the end, take the best takes out of those, and just make short, fast edits with, you know, like, you know, images popping up, animations popping up, and everything. So, and it's also faster talking. So, yeah, way better than what was it? A year and a half ago. Yeah.
And so, facial expressions, hand motions.
So that's very important. Everything.
Because that's where we're getting into why I call this discussion or presentation, why I called it cracking the YouTube algorithm. Because one thing that you notice is when you, like, the first thing is, of course, younger people will attract always more crowds. The other one is, or attention anyway. And the other thing is that there's a lot of aspects to the video that make it sort of boom or explode or being liked by the algorithm, you could call it, I guess, or something. But what was some of the principles that you had to overcome and that you have to remember when you're recording that video? Because that's basically, now we're getting into the cracking the algorithm. So I want to more discuss the analytics and and the way you produce it. Like, what do you watch out for now when you're making a video to get thousands of views?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So with the recording, you have to have, well, of course, a good starting topic. I usually do AI and stuff like that, but you can make anything into a very exciting topic. Anyways, what the important aspects are: hand motions,
I want to focus on this, what you just said, which is great, because our discussion for the whole time is what, these are terrible topics, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so now you're starting to learn what I told you in the beginning. It's what? What's the number one thing in the YouTube videos that's important?
In the YouTube videos, you just have to...
There's no bad topics.
Yeah, basically. You can make anything into a topic with a couple of jokes. You can interpret it your own way, of course. So, yeah.
It's the way you presented the story, your take on it, which is very important on YouTube, because everybody makes YouTube videos and everybody will tell you the AI stuff.
And that's why you have to have that original... original input. There you go.
Your take on it, your creativity, the your opinion. Authenticity, sort of, or your idea, your originality is what makes a crappy topic into an awesome topic. Mm-hmm. And you could take the best topic ever, and if you just report it as news, which
then, we nobody's going to watch it. Yeah, that's what happened.
It happened to us a lot.
Yeah, a couple of videos I made, it was just like me talking like a news anchor. And of course, not a lot of people are going to watch that. People have news on the TV. People have news everywhere in their faces. They don't want to watch any more news. They just want to watch opinions, what you have to say about it.
Yeah, because it's part of the, you know, again, the algorithm, and you know, people will not click. And if they don't click, the algorithm will not like you. And it's about the people. Yep. But yeah, so that was interesting. Anyway, continue with the creation of the video, because I got you off track. But that was an important part, because there's no bad topic.
Yeah, absolutely.
Presentation.
Yeah, and the next one is basically just how you are in the video. That means from hand expressions to your facial expressions to even the tone of your voice. You just have to change it a lot. You can't just be like monotone, like, you know, it doesn't work that way. You just have to make it interesting. You know, you start off high, end off low, then the next sentence. Yeah, you have to have that little curve so that people find it interesting. Otherwise, you know, they don't want to listen to a freaking robot. So.
Yeah, because it gets boring, and even the algorithm, what it does is that sinusoid wave, it kind of watches it, the pitch, the regular, you know, and when the algorithm analyzes it, that's how it decides the quality, even on something as dumb as this, like
that includes the sound effects in it and everything. So if it sees like an irregular pattern, of course, it's gonna deem it more
boost it more. I mean, ultimately, it's going to be at the end of the day, it's always going to be about the people, whether they're going to, you know, that we'll get into the analytics of that later. But if you don't, if you don't change your voice, if you don't make those sound effects, if you don't shock people in the middle of the video a couple of times or something, even in a 20-second video, you may think it's not the case, but it is. But if you don't do that, the algorithm won't even pick up your video.
Yeah, that's the thing. Like, if people start swiping away in the first 3 seconds, the YouTube algorithm doesn't even see it as a view. It just says swipe away.
But that's a second level. I'm saying, like, if you stay there rigid and you just talk like this the whole time because you want to present something to them, like, this is how I see these things and my opinion is this, and the algorithm won't even offer it into the feed as much because it automatically sees it as boring because you don't change the pitch. Then you get into the second level of, like, okay, now you made it interesting for the algorithm. So now it's going to send it in, and then it's up to the people. Then it's the swipe away rates and stuff like that. So that's what it comes out to. That's what I'm trying to talk about. It's like to show that you basically have to crack the algorithm. That's the topic that I named it, and this is why I named it, because first is the presenter and the way you present it. Even now when I have my NC Web Dev channel that I'm running, if it's too monotone, if I don't move around, usually having a couple of beers helps. Then I kind of open up and start moving more. But not too many, it frees you up. I mean, it just kind of, you have to move hands, stuff. Be a little Italian there. Talk with your hands.
Yeah.
So then it's the motion, and then what else? What else?
Along with, like, the recording of it or editing of it?
Well, I mean, the recording we kind of covered, because that's basically about, there's no bad topics.
Also backgrounds.
You have to have
alternating backgrounds.
Right, but there's no bad topics. There is, it's only how you take it. There is the change of voice and little excitement in the video. And then what was the third one now we were talking about?
The one that I just said, or?
It was the tone of voice, motions. Yeah, tone of voice and motions, make it alive. And then the next one, you said the backgrounds.
Yeah, backgrounds. Just alternate backgrounds. Sometimes it's better to... The YouTube algorithm also picks up on that. If you just have, 20 different videos on the same background, it's just going to be, not going to excite as many people, for example, if they go to your channel and they scroll, and it's the same background. They notice these things, and of course, it's going to be boring. So people watch the background. If you have a different background, they always excite them. It's like, oh, what does he have on there? And along with that, they listen to the video. So
yeah, so, like, for example, the big production YouTubers that have their studio and they make 50,000, let's say, shorts, then it's a different story because of audience and stuff. But generally, to attract the audiences, if they do it just from the studio from one angle all the time, it's just gonna suck.
Yeah,
you're not gonna get such an impact. That's what it is. Yeah, and he still, Mr. Beast does a video that really sucks. He will still get a million views. But for him,
he could have gotten like 10 million. But yeah, for him, it doesn't matter because he gets millions of views on his other videos. So.
Exactly. So it's like, it's kind of like, yeah, okay, well, the video got a million views, although it was crappy. But that's not because of the quality of the video and stuff.
Yeah, this is for small channels, medium channels. So yeah.
Yeah. For a small channel, if you want to grow, you really want to change it up. And maybe have guests, maybe have daytime video, nighttime video from a desk, from the car. I did one just now, and then
outside.
Outdoors are also great. So it's and the lighting and stuff. But also, what kind of equipment do you use?
Just a simple my phone camera, a tripod, and just a microphone. Yeah, wireless microphone,
Bluetooth lapel mic.
Yes,
which is the best one to use anyway. I mean, you don't want to be holding on. You don't want to be holding the microphone in your hands. I mean, I just kind of ties you up too much, I think. That's what that comes down to. Anyway, so now let's get into the analytics.
All right. Well, in the analytics, what's important is to look for your I forget what the section was called, but it's I believe it's audience or video or something like that, but in there it's the swipe away rate and the view rate, and you want to have the view rate obviously as high as possible, which you can increase by having different intros, or like explosive intros rather. That's what I do usually. It's like, I introduce it and it's like, For example, my most recent short was AI gets bored from studying or something like that. You know, you can't be like, AI gets bored from studying. That's not interesting. And then you need to have like a sound effect. You can enhance it like that. What would you
say? That's under engagement.
Engagement,
overview, reach, engagement, audience. Audience is just a study of
your user habits and how many people are subscribed, and I think there is the like to dislike ratio, right? Or
that's engagement. Watch hours, average. I'm just looking at it now. Average view duration, likes and dislikes. I don't even remember all the titles because I also, like, lately with my friend, I've been helping him doing his check YouTube channel, launch it, and when I see the studio in Czech language. To me, it's just funny, but I mean, you know, it's different and it's strange. So I don't even remember. But all my life, basically, I've been, when I'm using software, I don't even recall if it's in Czech or English, because it's kind of like I look at things where they are. So that's why I don't remember the tags. I remember, you know, the items in the menu. I don't remember them. I just remember where I got to click and where it is.
With the likes and dislikes, it doesn't necessarily matter. Unless it's like you just get like 10 dislikes and 0 likes. But if you get like even 5 likes to 5 dislikes, it doesn't matter, because you know, YouTube had that update where they hid the dislike where they hid the dislike counter. And, you know, basically just counts it as a reaction to the video, so it can even enhance it a little bit. So, yeah.
Here they come. What's the number one thing, statistic that you watch when if you want to see how well the video is doing?
It's two of them. It's the swipe away rate that we talked about, and it's the view duration. And the view duration for shorter videos, it should be over 70%. If it's like a 20-second video, it should be at least 70% that's the optimal, you know, where it's going to boost you. Because if it's 50%, then it's not gonna, you know, it's probably gonna get like 500 views, at least for me.
And when I click on this here, let's say that was the swipe away. The first one was the swipe away. What is that? Explain that.
So the swipe away rate is kind of like this. I said that before, but it is you have 3 seconds to engage the viewer. If the viewer swipes away within those 3 seconds, it doesn't count it as a view, but it counts it as the, you know, into the swipe away rate, which increases with that. So yeah, that's why I said, you know, you need to have those explosive intros, if you will.
And that's in the studio under reach, and actually the title of it is how many chose to view. And on this one I have 43 viewed and 57 swiped away, but
see, for a small channel, that's pretty good.
Yeah, and it's only got 14. I mean, I only have 14 followers on my channel, and it still got 445 views, because after a year and a half of experience, now I'm able to get 500 views on first effort, or second effort, because we did a couple of channels and started a couple of them. And so
with my editing skills that have improved over the past year and a half or whatever, it's of course better.
Yeah, and you have to give good materials, and then the editing, of course, is the final stage, and that also decides a lot. But What is the number one thing that influences or impacts this, how many chose to view, or in other words, swipe away? Because where do people find it? The video in the feed, right?
Yeah, the feed. It just you know, kind of chooses randomly, just sends it to different people. Sometimes it's out of your niche, or it tries it out with a couple of people, of course, you know, to test it out to see what they would categorize the video. So if it's about AI, they're going to try it with 10 different people, and then it's going to send it to the people that watch a lot of AI content. So those are, you know, you need to have that.
Why should people stop at your video? That's what I'm talking about.
Right.
That's the swipe away, right?
Well, I said that before. So you need to engage that viewer in the first 3 seconds.
No, before that means, before even he clicks on it.
Sorry. Before he clicks on it.
Yeah.
Well. So I'm not so certain.
You have 50 videos in a feed, right? You're watching the shorts.
Yeah.
and you have the feed. Like, I'm not talking about when once you get into the shorts feed, it's not like Reels. Reels, you just go from one to the other, so you have 3 seconds. But on YouTube, you have that belt sort of, and you have one next to the other, so you don't have to click on it. You just scroll through it like left to right, or even up to bottom and stuff. When you have
Like when they go to your channel, because there's the
channel, or even in the feed. Feed works the same way.
No, feed is swipe up, swipe down.
No,
it is.
No, if you go to open up YouTube on your phone, come on.
I'll open it up right now. I'll show you. I swear it is. Yeah. If I go to the feed, hang on. Wait.
I go YouTube. I have our live event is number one.
There's the bottom.
And then I have shorts category.
Yeah, there's a shorts category.
You click on it. Talking about.
And then it starts going. Then it starts going. You go down, down, down.
I have
this.
I have this on my phone.
Oh, like that section. Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, so the thumbnail, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Why should people, this is what I'm talking about, because this is the feed. This is the feed that they put it into. Everybody has it based on your previous views. Here I have actually my channel, and then on the bottom right is your channel, sort of disappearing because it's keying on the background. But yeah, because you have these, and then you could go into the shorts, of course. You just click on shorts.
Yeah.
You can't even click on it. But it's
just you need to have a good image, a thumbnail, an introduction image. It needs to be an action image, basically, like that or something like that. You know?
And also the second thing.
The title. The title, of course, is very important.
That's what I was getting to.
So yeah, it has to be keywords. Keywords. It needs to have power words in it. And also some emojis to use. So I usually use my favorite ones are, of course, the flashing light emoji and then the exclamation point emoji. That's what two of my favorites are. And those videos actually get a lot of views. You just have to alternate them. You just can't have like every video is like a flashing light and sometimes it has to be like a head exploding or an explosion like itself and something like that. You know?
Yeah, because on a still, what I was just showing on a still. Is they don't get to see the 3 seconds. You have to make them click at that point. In the other one, in the continuous scroll, you have the 3 seconds, which they won't give you much more time unless you catch their attention. But in this, when you're looking at the list of videos, the shorts, this is shorts feed or even that left to right. I don't know. They keep changing it, so I don't remember what it is now. But they have to see the keyword. And on one video, what I did is that's why you do the videos and you do a great job, but I've been in marketing for a couple more years than you. And so, writing headlines and SEO optimization and blah, blah, blah. There's only a certain amount of characters you see because a lot of times you don't get to see the little thumbnail. You don't see the entire title. Mm. So what happened to that?
So basically you need to have a power word within those first three words of your title. I think so.
I have a poor connection here.
Yeah, I saw that.
Here I'm reconnecting again because they suck. I'm gonna I think.
Did you hear what I said or no?
No, I didn't. I didn't catch that because I'm gonna switch to mobile hotspot because so I'm gonna go flash one more time.
All right.
You hear?
We're back. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I had to leave the whole studio. Because it shut me off on the side there. I had to leave the whole studio. And I was like, I hope it doesn't end the stream. So it didn't. Anyway, so we'll get back to
you need to have a power word in the first three words of your title.
Right. Because what did I do one time? Video wasn't getting any impressions. What did I do?
Oh yeah. Because I just made a bad title, and so he changed it up a little bit so that there was a more important word on the beginning rather than the end, and it like it was had I don't know the exact I count, think it, went but it was like it was like 200, and then it went up to 1,000 or something like that. I'm not sure.
No, it was actually more like it was close to 1,000. It was like 400, 600, 800 or something.
It just went up.
And then it got 4,000.
Almost tripled, quadrupled.
It got like 4,000. They got thousands of views. It went from 100
to 2,000. And that was after I uploaded it. And it was like, it was
2 hours
after upload edit. Yeah, it was interesting.
Yeah, 2 hours later. And then I just swapped the two words so that you can see that word in a visible area and stuff, and it just go boom. I was like, oh, there you go.
so if you make an upload mistake, if you don't make a good title, you can still change it even after you upload it. So
yeah, you can't delete the video and re-upload it and stuff. YouTube does not like that. Mm-hmm. When you keep deleting and then re-uploading and stuff, because a lot of people will tell you, well, you know, it's about the timing, which is another important part. Is what's the best time to upload a short?
Well, from my experience, you told me it's better to just upload it during the day, but in my experience, it can be at any time. Actually, when I first started off, it was during the day mostly, but then I just started uploading it various times of the day because I just sometimes didn't have time to do it over the day, so I did it at night, and then I uploaded it at, for example, 9 p.m and it still got a lot of views. For example, the video that with the most views that I'm on my channel, which is the why Apple charges $129 for a USB-C cable, it has 66,000 views, and it was uploaded at, I forgot what exact time, I believe it was 8 or 9 p.m and then it just grew over the next following days. So,
well, not one day. Not one day.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Over the next following days, that's what I said.
No, days. I just said day. I was like, no, it was more days. Like, well, I forget
how long it was going. About a week, I believe.
Yeah, it was got like a couple of weeks even. Like 1 week was the strongest, and it kept slowing down, but it kept going for like a couple of weeks. And that was the other problem is, you try to answer to all the comments.
They just kept flooding in. It's like, oh, you're wrong about this. I'm a technical specialist, and this is what you did wrong. And I'm like, you know, it's just my opinion. It's how I see it. I'm not a technical specialist. And you know, since I shared my opinion, that's why a lot of the comments came in. Some of them were angry, but actually, the video had a good, pretty good like to dislike ratio. I believe it was like
close to 90.
Yeah, like thousands of, yeah, I'm not sure exactly how many likes. I can see. I mean, most viewed.
A couple 60, of thousand.
Yeah, it had 1.2 thousand likes. And then dislikes, it had 334. So not a bad ratio, surprisingly, despite the amount of comments that said I was wrong.
75-80 or something like that.
Yeah, 78.4%.
Yeah.
So not bad.
And with the 1,200 comments?
No, those are likes, and the comments, I forget how many.
That was a lot of comments.
I know a lot of 209, including some of my replies. So that means, like, let's just cut it down to 180 about. Then I just stopped replying because it just kept coming in, and I just sometimes didn't have time. And it was just like, you know, I uploaded to one, and next one showed up, and it was wrong, and I had to do the same thing. And I just hate copying and pasting the same response into every single comment. Yeah, so. Try to respond as many, because I always respond to, you know, the videos I get like 20 comments, sure, I respond to most of them, but you know, that's why I did. And then they kept coming, and I was like, you know, I just stopped.
Yeah, when you get into the hundreds and stuff, it kind of gets complicated.
It's like a full-time job after that.
Yeah, you need to hire a professional commenter, a
typewriter. Yeah, because it's just like I tried it, and it just, I always like to do original comments with, you know, each different like with my different takes on each of them. And that was just impossible on 180 comments. So
yeah, it gets difficult when you.
But yeah, that's when you get into the higher numbers of views. So yeah.
Yes, and what was the other channel that we did?
We did the RDU Wins, we did City to City USA, and we did what we're doing right now, your channel.
So, right, and the city to city.
Oh yeah, well that's, you were mostly doing that. I did only the long form video for that channel, the intro. But you, when you did some of your shorts, which was, it was a new channel, and you did a short, and it was just a simple one. I believe, what was it, the normal library or something, or what was it, or Bojangles? Yeah. I forgot what it was.
The blue. Bloomington is not Bloomington, it's Bloomington Normal, and then you have the normal library, normal fire department, and stuff like that. Yeah. And I'm just gonna pull it up right now because it's still getting like some of these things, and some of them didn't work out as well. But
and it was like it was like the fifth or sixth video on the channel, and it just got around what, 2,000 views or something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna get into the shorts now. And the channel only has, it's City to City USA. It only has 21 followers.
Yeah.
And again, goes back to the topics and goes back to how you present it to people and stuff. And I'm just, let's see. Oh, shorts. Here we go. Let me filter it by most viewed. And yeah, the number one video is don't leave your car while pumping gas, which is 3,600 views on a brand new channel. Then it's no chicken in normal Bojangles. And that's 1,600 views. And then number three is what's a normal library? That a 40-second video got 1,200 views. So that's just, and altogether, the amount of videos was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Yeah, 15 shorts is on that channel. I've been doing it because I've been visiting other towns now for a while. But yeah, it's a brand new channel. As long as you make it anything, it's just people will come. And right, once you know how to do it and once you know how to put, if you look at that, I mean, you know, it's got the warning hazard triangle with the pump and gas. And of course, you know, the guests in work, people like to watch things and events that happen. And then, you know, and there's always
Yeah, personal experiences are basically the best topics you can have. So, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's kind of like, you know, just pick your niche and then work with it. And then people will come and they will add up. And it goes to the making it personal, tell personal stories and stuff. That's absolutely, that's how you crack the algorithm. No. But what is your next plans for your YouTube channel?
My next plans is to just start up making YouTube shorts again, because I have been quite busy with a lot of different things, work, school, trying to network with other business owners and all of that stuff. So I'll try and start doing start off slow, probably two shorts a week, and then we're gonna ramp it up to back to the seven shorts a week. So yeah, back to the one short per day. So yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah, okay, good. And what do you do on other channels? How do you look for customers?
Well, I try to, you know, during the business networking, I just recently had a woman who has a travel blog or traveling channel. So I was talking with her, like I could make her better shorts than she already had. We were talking about it some. She said she'd get back to me, but that was like 2 weeks ago or something like that. And she still hasn't gotten back to me. So, you know, that's how it usually works with sales. It's basically like, oh, yeah, we'll get back to you or whatever. And then they just don't get back to you. And yeah, but that's sales.
All right. So, and what is your offer? What are you offering? Like not now, you know, tell people right. What you offer. Well,
it's different campaigns, of course, but if we would like, for example, make one YouTube short individually, then it would be $50 a short. And then if it increases, like it gets more into the bulk, then the price would probably come down, of course. So like 10 shorts would be, for example, $450 or $400 or something like that. So
depends on the amount of animations and stuff. Yeah. It's hard to say because, you know, somebody wants a lot
of animations. There's a lot of modifications that you can have for those videos, and it can take longer. And yeah. So, yeah.
And how do you get the videos?
I mean,
somebody from Mars, let's say.
I mean, they would have to record it on their own because I'm obviously not going to be there to record it for them. So that would just be on them. And that was the RDON's channel. The guy wasn't really invested in it. He didn't really want to do it. So, but he was like, he liked the services. He liked the growth and everything that his LinkedIn and YouTube got. But yeah, he just wasn't really invested in it.
Yeah, he didn't have the time to record it, and he had too many things going on at the same time.
Yeah, so that's what's important. It's like not only me, not only my effort, but you need to put your own effort in it. So as a customer,
that's the hard thing about videos, because like for example, you could do it for other people, but I mean, what would be the point in recording a video for somebody else's business?
Right. Yeah. I mean, yeah, but it the price would also go up with that, of course, because you're doing recording and editing. So instead of $50, it would be $100 with recording and editing. So
Yeah, well, because that it does take about an hour. I mean, when you get down to it, when you start recording, how long does it take you to record a video?
Along with the research and all that stuff for that topic, and with the thinking about what I'm going to say, or, you know, vaguely, it usually takes hour and a half to 2 hours, depending on how long the topic is or how many animations I want to make in there. So, but usually around like, yeah, an hour and a half. So, yeah.
No, just the recording?
Just the pure recording. Ooh, that can also vary, but probably.
Right, yeah, average.
Yeah, average 10 to 15 minutes around there.
Yeah, and then the processing and stuff, that the editing takes
the about rest an of hour, it. Hour and a half, something like that sometimes.
Yeah, to make it look really good and stuff. So,
yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, it's not about you have to spend all day doing it. It's just about staying in there and doing it every day and not stopping by.
Being consistent, yeah.
Being consistent. Yeah. And then life gets in the way always.
Yeah, as always, everybody. Yeah. Unfortunately.
For everybody, life gets in the way, but you gotta just make it your thing. It's hard for me to now when I started doing it separately for just focused on the content and web design and SEO. It's I could record 4 videos in an hour, but I got to really sit down and sort of just focus only on that. Not, you know, put the phone aside, sort of do all sorts of other things, but just you have to stay and focused on it. And yeah, it takes about 15 minutes, despite me not having to do the research and anything. So I'm like, cause I just know everything by hand. It's just off the top of my head, I could speak. However, you got to still prep it. You still got to kind of say, oh, this is how I want to say it. That's what I want to. And then it's amazing how little time you have in the 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah. So now I'm more flexible with that, but my videos, they started off pretty high, about 40, 50 seconds, but those are not shorts at that point. Those are just, you know, like people are they don't ever watch past 20 seconds usually. So that's why I made it shorter, usually under 30 seconds now. So.
Yeah, I would say the 30 seconds is the limit for the videos, because
yeah, anything above is just long, unless you have like other clips of other stuff. For example, when I do like when I did the AI F1 race, I had like clips of the cars going and racing and crashing and whatever. That makes it engaging. That got 11,000 views. That's why, and it was like 45 seconds. But if it's just you talking and not many animations in the 40 seconds, it's gonna get boring very fast.
And then speaking of the other topics and stuff, we looked at the initially the set of topics that you pick. The niche was AI and stuff, and so always mentioning Elon Musk is always a trusty topic. We'll get you a couple of thousand views in your case. But then our problem was that we looked at it, and the audience was only what was the percentage of male, female?
Like over 80, like 90 maybe even. I don't know. I'm not sure. Probably over 90% male.
I believe it was close to 90.
Yeah. So then I started doing videos about like self-checkouts and the, you know, tribulations with that. And the female audience actually increased because, yeah, it was.
Yeah.
Shopping.
I want to look at it now in the overall analytics. And
there's like a whole section.
Because this is where the audience is, but I'm looking at it now. It just says this, but it says, oh, yeah. No, it's back because we haven't been doing it. So it's back to last 28 days. It's back to 93 male. And
yeah, because those recent ones were.
But if you look at 365 days, it's 14.5% female. So you're able to raise basically double your women viewers just by picking a different topic, staying within the technical tech industry, but talk about shopping and shopping experience, and that way you get to create a lot more. And then we have 0.5 user specified gender. So
yeah,
I'm not gonna get
into that. Yeah, oh well.
We have over there.
I'm glad for all viewers, just not regardless of their gender or whatever.
Yeah, but it's not. It just says user specified is 0.5%. So.
Yeah, oh well, it's a viewer.
but we didn't have anybody like on there. No, we have zero over the last 28 days. But then again, there's a very small percentage of videos and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, the one thing about the algorithm, back to talking about the feed and stuff, is, and even this happened to me yesterday too, is I posted a video on NC Web Dev on election day. As I try to post every day. I don't think today I'm going to post, but today I'm going to do a lot of business stuff now. But I did post a video on election day, and it was a really good video, and I was surprised. And I think it got 10 views or something. Mm. And because the topic of the day was what did people watch on election day YouTube?
Yeah, so don't post videos like, you know, on Super Bowl. It's not advisable. Everybody's going to be talking about Super Bowl and watching Super Bowl in the evening, especially. And don't post videos on election day, because everybody's going to be watching and talking about the election and the candidates.
Yeah, but the interesting thing about the algorithm is it the fact it just didn't get any views the first day, and then yesterday I got 500 views on it.
Yeah.
The day after, it just picked it up, the video, and it boosted it whenever it felt like it.
Yeah, because the algorithm probably felt a huge influx of the election videos, so it started pushing those, and then it finally found space for your content. Yeah, so just
and audience, because it pairs up the, you know, people with audience and stuff, the video. So that was the interesting part about that one. So people think there's the best time, and there really isn't. It's about the algorithm and what it decides, and it's about the audience you build. Because also looking at the audience, I have. The interesting breakdown is by age on your video, on your thing. It's 13 to 17, or is it last 28 days? I'm gonna try to get into the 365 so we get a better view. But yeah, you got 6% 13 to 17, 33% 18 to 24. 25 to 34 is 27%, 35 to 44 age group is 17%, 4 is 9.2%, and 55 to 64 is 3.6%, and 65 plus is 2.4%. So basically, majority of your viewers, and that goes in hand with basically the percentage of people on, it copies exactly YouTube's usage. I mean, most people are 18 to 24, then the next category, who are a little bit more busy because they already got jobs and stuff, they are 27.9%. And basically the parenting family, 35 to 44, they're at 17%. Those are the top three. So 18 to 44 is your target group for YouTube. Mm. The best, the most. I mean, still you're talking about millions of people in there anyway. So if you're trying to push a product locally, you will get your viewers from all sorts of age groups. And you still can get thousands of views just by that. But what's the number one reason why most channels that we've seen now and we've been working with and analyzing is, why don't they get thousands of views on their channel?
Because they're sometimes niche. And so if you pick it depends really. I mean, if you're, let's say, talking about bingo, then you're obviously going to get more elderly people in that. But that's not the biggest category on YouTube, so you're not going to get a lot of views on that. If you pick like AI technology, then obviously you're going to get a lot of views because that's the modern stuff. That's what the younger generations are usually following. So people are interested in those, the innovations. So not a lot of old people are going to watch those videos. Then of course the shopping videos and different types of makeup and all that stuff, that's more women videos. So you're going to attract a more female audience.
And what would you say would be the number one above all? What's the number one thing that decides on the performance of the YouTube short?
The number one, what do you mean, like statistic?
Aspect, statistic, analytic, whatever. What's the most important thing that pushes you over the thousands, let's say? Number one, just one thing, just if you have to name one.
Right. I mean, yeah, it's usually a combination, but I would say the number one thing that I always have watched for is that the swipe away rate, in my opinion.
Okay, because but that's more analytics. I'm talking about production.
Oh, when you're
making a video.
Right. Oh. When
you're making a video, what's the number one thing you should keep in mind not to break the rule, sort of? What's the number one golden rule of getting high impressions and high views on the video?
Again, there's plenty of those. You can have the different monotone voice and stuff, but specifically in editing, it has to be fast editing, in my opinion. I mean, yeah, if it's just boring, if it's just linear, if it's there's no change, then nobody's gonna watch it.
Yeah, for me, I mean, that's what I was sort of. I wanted to see what your reaction was, but for me, it's length.
Mm.
For me, I think like if you're gonna start a brand new channel and you're gonna start making 50 to 60 second shorts.
Yeah.
I think you're going to not see big results because you can't attract the attention of the people. You can't captivate them. But for the number one reason, because you're not experienced enough of a speaker. And number two is people won't stick around because you don't have any history. You don't have nothing. And people won't listen to something that does not have sort of a brand.
Even with the length, though, if you make the editing fast, you could probably get some views. Get more views if you're a good speaker. If you start off that way, like for example, me, I wasn't a good speaker.
I'm talking about people 17. Who are listening. I'm talking about people who are listening now who say, "Well, who are thinking about, well, let me start doing shorts and stuff." Because
if it's just an inexperienced person, which is how it usually is, of course, then I would say make shorter videos, but keep them engaging, of course.
Yeah, I would say so. I would say the number one thing is the speed because the length. Because I mean, people won't really go beyond 20 seconds.
Yeah,
unless you have an interesting story like with the gasoline pump leaking, you know, just not stopping and
sometimes
gasoline all over the gas station. Okay, so that's a story that will captivate more and stuff. Or you same have a Pinterest video. You know,
same with my the ChatGPT hallucinating video. My experience that was the one that got the most shorts at the time. I mean, most views at the time. But even like when I did those 50-second, I made a 50-second video. Well, some of them actually, like three of them I made. But then I saw like it had a 20-second average view rate. So I cut it down. So, you know, I made a really short video, but then it actually went down with it. Like it had a 15-second view duration or a 14 or something like that. So it kind of is interesting how it shifts even if you make it a shorter video.
Yeah. And the percentage that goes that. The length then goes into view percentage, and all the algorithm wants is to increase viewer screen time. Yeah. So if you get into 14% on a 1 minute video, that means 15 seconds. But if you get 80% on a 20 second, that basically means more screen time.
Yeah, but it doesn't watch the seconds, it watches the percentages. And if it sees like you have an 80% instead of a 15% average view duration, then yeah, it's going to promote the 80% one, obviously.
Yeah, the percentage is one thing. And then it's also because the percentage translates directly into time. And the time will, you know, 16 seconds of a 20-second video is always more than 10 seconds of a 1 minute video.
Because your content is engaging and they, of course, want people to watch content because they want money because they get ad revenue from that. So, yeah.
And the one thing about the length is also it forces you to be quick because you always have a lot to say. But if you give yourself like a 20-second time limit, I do this now in these videos, I'm like, I say a topic and I say a lot of good ideas in there because I don't script. I just talk improv. I just go boom and I talk and I'm like, I did say all my points, but it took me 45 seconds. Mm. So I was like, well, let me get
cut the sentences.
20 seconds. It kind of forces you. If you set yourself the limit for the 20 to 30 seconds, it forces you to speak faster, to get your ideas out quicker. It kind of it's a good exercise.
Yeah, of course, like, as you learn to speak and it's faster, then you basically can just naturally talk at two times the speed of your, you know, regular talking speed. So you can just naturally almost cut the video in half. Like for example, the one I believe in my experience of ChatGPT hallucinating, it was long. It was 45 seconds from what I believe, and I could probably make that video in a 20-second time now just with the speed of my talk.
It comes with experience, but I'm just saying starting out is a good exercise when you're like, I have these 4 points I want to get across.
Mm.
And normally people have the tendency to talk and talk and talk and talk, and all of a sudden you're up to a minute and a half and you're like,
this is shorts. Yeah, this is shorts.
But when you're watching the timer, you're like, I got 20 seconds, and at 18 seconds I'm like, I gotta end this now. So it's kind of like, it's a good exercise to set that time because I think it's good practice and it's good discipline to keep it shorter. So I would believe keeping it short is the number one thing. And then of course the next would be the title, the keywords, put the power words in the front, the one that is the topic. Don't leave it at the end because you'll miss out on a lot of people. And that decides the swipe away rate basically. And I think overall that's that's the start. And I think it's the boring and monotonous sound that a lot of people have when they try to explain something. I mean, I catch myself talking monotonously all the time anyway, too.
That's how script works. Yeah. If you script, I've heard from actually recently I had a meeting and she said, yeah, when I try to make scripted videos, then it's like I get monotonous and I try to explain it and it's just, yeah, it gets boring real fast.
That's what happens to me all the time. I'm like,
yeah.
But when I talk like normal, like even here, I can talk, I'm natural. But when you're trying to get the 4 or 5 points in, you start thinking and you got 20 seconds time. It's
yeah,
a lot
which,
of
yeah. What point was I thinking of? And, you know, what did I want to say about that? It's just, yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times it actually comes out the video different than what I meant it originally. But I'm like, you know what? But it's still good. I still got my point across generally. So
just, and with that, yeah. And with the editing, even if it's monotonous, sometimes even with the editing, you can make it go up. Faster. Yeah.
Yeah, you could make up a lot of ground in editing, of course.
Yeah.
That's definitely it's the editing is.
So it plays into it a lot. Yeah, it mixes.
People wouldn't believe what a movie looks like in raw footage. I've been on a bunch of movie sets, so I know. And raw footage, when you're trying to put it together, it looks completely different than a movie. It looks nothing like the movie.
Because in movie it's actually double because you know they have those in some movies of course they have like. They have to make actual animations and CGI and use all that stuff. So, you know, but that's usually don't need those skills and just simple YouTube editing.
Yeah,
so.
but even in the old days though, when you try to do the scenes, you cut up the scenes and you make them in different days and stuff. It's not a movie. It's just a bunch of raw footage. And then what makes a great movie is not the recording because, you know, yeah, of course you have to work with good raw material, but raw footage, but then when you get to the studio, is that's what decides it, whether you have double takes, whether you miss some things here. Mm. A movie is created in post editing, so it is important.
Yeah,
and we have our hours up, so I think it was a good discussion. I think we lasted an hour. It's good. I think we shared a lot of experience, and so
we apologize for starting late.
Not technicalities again. Fighting the tech industry.
It is what it is. Hopefully everybody enjoyed.
So when is your next short coming out?
Well, that's interesting. Because today I have classes and I have a quiz and I have to. It's life again. Life strikes back. So I'll definitely make one tomorrow though because it's the weekend and I don't have anything going on tomorrow. So yeah, I'll definitely make one.
We'll find some work for you. Don't worry.
So yeah, hopefully tomorrow and Sunday I will be uploading the two for this week. So yeah.
All right. Cool. Well. Any last words?
I mean, yeah. Well, thank you for having me. I'm glad to have spoken with you. And hope everybody enjoyed what I had to say in our discussion.
Well, I hope so, too. Thank you for being here. And I'm going to end the stream now right here. We got, here it is. So everybody have a great weekend, and I'll see you next week. I'm going to come up with a topic and an interesting guest again. And thank you for watching.